I will have to take bath. You should go now. It will take so much time.
That's what you said the last time.
For more time, then I will be standing there. Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Thakur. जब तक एक भी मायावाद का बात रहेगा जगत में तब तक शुद्ध भक्ति नहीं आएगा, इसलिए मायावाद को हटाना है. यू अंडरस्टैंड हिंदी? एक देर आर कहाँ गया इसको वी कैन मीडिएट. सो If there is a Mayabad world in this world, it is very difficult to preach bhakti. So they wanted to uproot Mayabad from this world. Actually Mayabad is Bauddhavad. It has come from Bauddhavad. But same wine in another bottle. बौद्धवाद मीन्स शून्यवाद, जीरो बाद. बट ऑल अवर आचार्य फ्रॉम रामानुज, मध्वाचार्य, विष्णु स्वामी, निम्बादित्य, निम्बार्क, पल्लवाचार्य, चैतन्य महाप्रभु, ऑल हैज व्हाट
रिप्यूटेड
रिप्यूटेड
मायावाद.
यू सी that Jiva Goswami has done some questions to Advaitvadis, taken from Madhva and Madhva Sampradaya, that you say that Brahma is alone. Brahma has no duality. You can sit very easy. So you should sit easily. He told that even you tell that Brahma is Advaya Vastu, Advaita, but even in Advaita, word Advaita, it is Dvaita. How you can repute? You can see there is Dvaita. But yet you are telling that Advaita, that is there. So you should know that university and in diversity and in
unity.
Unity in diversity, you should know. Brahmi Advaita means none is equal to him. Don't worry far from that. He is all right. You should be all right. So, in Advaita or Rupa, there is Rupa. Without Rupa it cannot be. Or Rupa, you cannot tell. Guna, then Nirguna. So, Rupa, Guna, Shakti, then Nishakti. Nishakti is nothing, no word at all. So everything is that words. So how you can tell that Brahma is a zero? You'll have to take the help of Dvaita, Guna, Shakti, everything. One question is there, that if you are telling that Brahma is Nirguna and Advaita, alone, keval, then how Maya comes? What is Maya? We are all Brahma. They are telling. Sarvam khalu idam Brahma. Surely, khalu, surely. Idam, all the things in the whole world, whether they are have life or not life, only matters and life, living beings, all are Brahma. You are telling, Sarvam Khalu Idam Brahma. Tattvam Asi, you are the same as He. And Satyam Jnanam Anantam Brahma. Brahma is Satya, Ananda and Jnanpurna. But there are three adjectives here. These are one or three. Understand my... There are three qualities. Satyam means not knowledge. And knowledge is not Ananda. Three qualities. Then Brahma has three qualities, but you are telling that he is Nirgun. How? How you are telling? Another thing, Jiva Goswami is telling that I am putting such question. If you will tell yes, then you will be in danger. If you will tell that no, then even you will be in danger. You will have to adopt duality. Certainly you will have. Let me answer. You should answer my question that all are Brahma. But why they are so foolish, having no gyan, agyani? What will be tomorrow? We don't know. Where is the Atma? We don't know. No? We don't know anything. Then how this again has come? They will tell that due to Maya, Brahma has become now as a jeev and he has become Ajnani. Then Jiva Goswami tells that, oh, you have two things, Maya and Brahma, and Maya is more powerful than Brahma, that he makes Brahma Ajnani. Understand my argument? But Brahma is Satyam Jnanam Anantam, he is full knowledge. Then how this ignorance will come to Brahma? Shankar is telling that Maya is nothing, nothing. But whose illusion? Whose illusion? Then illusion in Brahma? But you cannot say. Then what is illusion? Sat, nahi sat, no sat. Asat, you cannot tell. Sat, asat, anarvachanitvat. That cannot be defined by any word. Then what is this? There must be some sat or asat. It cannot be both sat and asat. Asat means nothing. Sat means everything, whole thing, purna. Purnam adah, purnam idam, purnat purnam udachyate, purnasya purnam adaya, purnam evavasishate. He is always purna. So how can this Maya, illusory Maya, which is not Sat, even Asat, not Asat, even not both, how this Ajnan can come in Brahma? But you are telling, if you are saying that no, it is not touching to Brahma, but is covering to Jivas. It covers only Jiv. But who is Jiv? He is also Brahma. He cannot, there was no Jiv when Maya was, Brahma was not covered with Maya. Then, where is your Maya? Also that, what we were telling, he asked to Shankaracharya, really you are liberated or unliberated? If you are liberated, then you have become Brahma. But Brahma cannot speak anything. And if you are unliberated, covered by Maya, then all tellings, arguments are zero. Because you are not liberated. Understand what I tell? Your language in Batla.
You got the point? शंकराचार्य ने
तर्क दिया था
कि किसी को शंकराचार्य ने कहा था and then you can't have the quality of speaking the truth because you can't speak. The Brahman is qualityless.
No form, nothing you speak.
Yeah, and if you are not liberated, then we don't need to listen to you because you are covered with Maya.
Yes. So you, what you are telling, you are telling all false. So,
this is Jiva Goswami's
argument. In what he has finished all Maya Bhakta.
But sometimes they'll say that this knowledge has been given by a realized
person. Who tell?
Oh, you know, they say so many things anyway.
We asking from Shankaracharya. You are Brahma, liberated Brahma, without Ajnan, or you are covered by Maya? If you are liberated, then you have become one with Brahma, Brahma Shaijya, then you have no. You are not Jeev, but Nirgun Brahma is out of Maya, he cannot speak, he has no quality, he has no power, he has nothing, no shape, nothing, then how he can tell anything? And if you are not liberated, then all your arguments are false. We cannot take your these arguments.
Maharaj, what you say here, when they are liberated, if they are liberated, they
are
liberated this impersonal form of Brahma.
Yeah, Brahma. Brahma, not Brahma.
Brahma. So what we are saying is, they have to go beyond that impersonal Brahma perception to the light, to the source.
No, they are telling that we are even today, even in this form, we are Brahma. But no realization. Because of Maya. They are telling. But we are telling that you are telling at the same time that no Maya, nothing, Nirgun, there is no other vastu than Brahma. Then from where this Maya came? What is Maya? It is the power of Brahma, or she is different from Brahma, which can control Brahma and he can cover Brahma, and Brahma becomes Ajnani, then she is more powerful. Anything from Brahma, than Brahma. So there are duality, this Shakti Maya and that Brahma becomes two, then where is Advaita? And if you are telling that no Maya, then no question of being all these worlds and jivas. And here a argument, very good argument. If all the things in this world are Brahma, he is telling like Sarvam Khalu Idam Brahma. So everything is Brahma, if you are telling. Then I am also Brahma, he is also Brahma, and it is Satya, then there are so many Satya things, so many lakhs and lakhs. So what we are telling? In a group, you will have to hear. You are only alone and you are telling one Brahma that this is true and we are all telling that you are a Shakta. Tattamasi, that is the Ved word. Tattamasi. We are telling that Tattvam, Asura. That is, you are Brahma. But word is not there that. Tasya tam asid. Tatmane tasya. Tasya shasti vibhakti has been done there. Tasya. Tasya mane?
Uska.
Mane?
His.
I am his servant. This is the actual Lord. Who is telling and who is hearing? That tasya tam asid. Tatam asid. Who is telling? For which these three words are there. So must be three things. No? Understand? Tattvam asi. Anyone telling to anyone that you are same as he. The he, tvam and aham, myself. Three things are there. Why you are telling that no duality and nothing, only one? There are so many things. So you are telling that, oh, you are same, you are same, you are same. From where you, he and I, three words have been taken. If there is only one, to whom he is telling? Sankara has no words, no explanation for this. Anywhere he has not been. Sometimes, वो सब समय बदलते रहते हैं.
Keep changing.
Keep changing their siddhant, not sticking on one point. Sometimes they say that it is the pratibhamb, this world, and we are the pratibhimb of that Brahma.
Reflection.
As in a water we see, sun is reflecting there. No? But Jiva Goswami tells that sun is reflecting in anything,
water.
I am seeing, all are seeing, and water is there, I am also there, and sun is three things here. No? Three things. So there are three things, what things? So why you tell Advaita? Understand my argument? If there is sun, one, water, and myself who is seeing, three things are there. If there is no water, he cannot...
No reflection.
Reflection. And there must be some seer that who is seeing. So there are three things. So why you are telling? Where that Brahma is reflecting? On what thing?
And who is seeing
them? So there are three things, not 3 million, lakhs and lakhs. Then he is telling, no, this is wrong, it is not. It is like Sukti Rajat. Sukti Rajat, you know? Sukti in Rajat or Rashi mein Saap ka Brahm.
Just like you have the illusion of a snake in a rope.
This is, and samudra ki sheep hai na, usme chandi ka bhram hota hai.
Just like in a sheep, in the oyster, you have the illusion of silver, the oyster shell.
One day, anyone was going anywhere, it was night, and a rope was there, and the rope was touched by the feet of Abhati, touched by that person's feet, and he at once cried, oh! Serpent, serpent, serpent. Mm-hmm. But a person came with light and saw, oh, there is a rope. Then he could. Otherwise he could have been met. Shankaracharya is telling that like serpent in rope, this world is. Or like a shukti. Shukti means seas.
What is the
shell?
Shell.
Sometimes rays comes and it glitters like
silver,
beautiful silver. But there is no silver, and in the Rashi there is no serpent. Shankaracharya's are good like this. So we are seeing all these things, but actually they are Brahma. No? And he has given two arguments. Jiva Goswami asks, if there is a serpent, if there is that serpent must be something, and rope, and only who is seeing,
looking.
Three things are there, actually, and three are satya, truth. But there is not serpent, but you know that what is serpent, you have ever seen it, and then you are
having the
illusion that you are seeing that in rope, yes. Otherwise you cannot see. So who here, who is sarpa and who is
rope
and who is here, three things again comes. So your argument is wrong. You are making foolish persons foolish, not anything right. So maya bad is actual. Then again, kya ho gaya? Ho gaya samay? Ho gaya samay? Baar baj gaya? अरे थर थर जा भाई, अभी तो बताए ना. So what he has given Arjuna and Jiva Goswami has
refuted
all these things. If you are Brahma, myself Brahma, where from this Ajnana has come? If you are Brahma, because Brahma is Satyam, Jnanam, Anantam, he is Ananta. In Vedas, these are not full sentences. Shankaracharya cleverly, to cheat persons, he has taken some portion of any vakya,
sentence.
Like there is a sentence, Ram chor nahi hai.
Ram is not a
thing. No, Ram is an odd thing. Ram chor nahi hai. I took that Ram chor and cut up nahi hai. Then Ram is chor. That is the, in this way he has taken all the words, arguments, very cleverly. It has been told that you are Brahma. Here Jiva Goswami tells that it has given udaharan, examples. You are a, aap sher hai, sher ka bachcha hai. Understand this?
You are the lion's cub.
You are very dare, you don't fear anyone, and what is the truth you speak, truth, no fearing, nothing, and you are so strong. So he is telling that you are sure, you are a lion, but you are not lion. You are only example has given. Understand this? We say, this horse is
flying
in the air. Actually, it has been told, and he is running so fast. But he is not flying in the air. Oh, you are an ass. What is the meaning? You are not ass, four legs, and you are doing. But we say, you are a foolish ass. So, we are telling that you are Brahman, mane you are Satchidananda part. You are the same thing like him. You are not worldly things. Only this thing has been told there. Not in all senses. Oh, this is, we see any imitation gold. Oh, it is gold, very good. But actually, it is not gold. So it is glittering as gold is glittering. So in that sense it has been told Brahma. Jivas has no birth and death. Their senses, they are part of Brahma. Mama Ivanso Jiva Loke Jivota Sanatana. So he is like Brahma, but not Brahma. Once a chitthi baantne wala, postman, came to anywhere and told that this is the by this is some rupees by name of that person, Ram. At once Ram's son came and told, yes, yes, I am Ram. But he is not the husband of his mother. But he can take his father's things because he is
Uttara.
His son is heir. He can take. So he is not a Ram actually, but son of Ram. In this way sometimes it has been written. But it is written, Chetananam, or kya?
Nityanam,
Chetanas Chetananam. Nitya, one Nitya, among so many Nitya, lakhs and lakhs. So who is Mool and all other Chetans? Who are they? These are all Jivas. Nityo Nityanam Chetanas Chetananam. There are so many Chetans, all the Jivas. And among them, he is Param Chetan. Why Krishna told that Mamaivanso Jiva Loke, you are my answer and you can forget. I cannot forget. I am Brahma. So you must Sarva Dharma Anaparityajyamam Ekam Sharanam Bhaja. Why Arjuna did not tell? And why Krishna not told that all are Brahman? Why all Jivas should take shelter in the lotus feet of Krishna? Why? He told that Mattaha Parataram Nanyat Kinchid Asti Dhananjaya. Nanyat Kinchid Asti. In this whole world, none is like Krishna, myself, or superior than myself. All are my subordinates. So you should surrender unto my lotus feet. Why he told? So we should know that Brahmavad was only is only false statements. Because Krishna has told Shankar that you should create any false statement and the explanation of Advaita Brahma Sutra that unqualified persons to want everything from Krishna to cheat them like the demons. Those who take that Advaita Brahma, everything is false, sun is false, moon is false, Brahma is false, nothing is true. But how you can be true? Why you can be true? You cannot be true.
The question is, where is the source of this coming from? Everything is written according to Sankaracharya. Where is the jnana coming from? That is happening.
Jnana coming from only Krishna.
Only from Krishna. So
yes.
The vigraha aspect he did not accommodate.
Shankar
Madhya Kunda. But he didn't talk about the vigraha.
Yes.
And that is the whole source of information coming from Krishna and Ram Hari knowledge of God.
Yes.
And that's what's missing there. And this is what is lacking, their knowledge. You hear the talk of Satya Ananda Swarup, Satya Ananda Vigraha. That is the whole problem. You do not have that.
There was a very good discourse between Sadhvam Bhattacharya, Prakashananda Saraswati with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Perhaps you know. In Kashi with Prakashananda Saraswati and in Puri to Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. Both Chaitanya Mahaprabhu defeated in only so many little words. And they are bound to take the philosophy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He told that one sutra of Brahma Sutra. He told that I am following Brahma Sutra. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told that you are not following Brahma Sutra. But it has written that Brahma is no roop, no shakti, no attribute, no qualities. Where it is written? He told that arupavat eva hi tat pradhanatvat. Here it is written. Arupavat. Mahaprabhu just said you are doing false statement and explanation. Arupavat. not Rupavat. The Krishna is himself God, not Arupavat. Krishna or any vigraha of Krishna is not Pratima. And that roop is pradhan, not secondary. Krishna has roop because it has been stated in first Brahma Sutra, Athato Brahma Jigyasa. And this answer he gave in Brahma Sutra from Vedas, various Vedas, it has been written that Janama Adasya Jata Tada Brahma. Everything has come out from Brahma. Then everything is coming from that Lord Krishna. If there is no shape, no quality, no Shakti, nothing, then how all this world is coming? If it is not in the seed, anyone cannot come, anything cannot come from that seed. So in seed all potencies are there. In a peepal tree, you know, banyan tree, very little seeds. And if you give plant and give water, it will take a very big shape. So many leaves, so many branches, so many things are there, so big shape. Everything is potency in that seed. If in seed it is there is no potency, it cannot come. So everything's potency is Brahma. So how you are telling? Yes, potency of all.
Maharaj, that same argument to be held to the even the Christian ones, I don't know, familiar one. Moses went up on Mount Sinai. The Ten Commandments was revealed, but there was still his voice that he accepted. They would say, well, you know, God is...
No, it has been especially told in Bible. God created man after his own image. How?
That's right. Yes, God created man, so he's a capable man.
Yes. He has knowledge. He has everything. He has voice. He gives sab jivon ke ant mein, tale mein sabko wo karta hai na? Tale ke baad mein sabko dua deta hai ya unko kshama karta hai.
It is said that in the end of the creation that the devil is fiction, he blesses everyone or gives refuge to everyone.
It has been told there. If he is zero, no shape, then he has no pity, no
mercy.
Then why we pray to him if he has no mercy? So what is the use of merciless persons and any selfless persons?
But they cannot define God. They cannot do that. God is only defined.
God can define himself, and that is our way.
The whole thing is that if they would accept the Srimad Bhagavatam, the personality.
No, if they will really go in deep in Bible, they will see everywhere all these things. Everything is there. Their son came and their sons. Unke?
Jesus.
Kaun hai?
The son of God.
So son has wife and he has son. And this world, he sent them, for whom? That you should go to God. Where is God that they will go? And he has actually no mercy, nothing, no shape, no mercy, nothing. There are so many arguments.
I would ask you, the Shanti Mantra, how does that relate to the Vaishnava?
Related to Krishna, Krishna
may. Related to, so this is okay. It's
yes, in Gita it has been told, Shanti Mupaiti.
Shanti Mantra is consistent with this.
Shanti means, what is the meaning of Shanti? What is the meaning of Shanti? We don't want Shanti.
We don't want
it. No, never, never, never. This is salvation.
This is?
This is only salvation, Mukti. Sayuji Mukti, Shanti means. No action, no words, nothing.
You don't
but you want to bathe in Rasa Samudra, ocean of Rasa, where there is five kinds of webs, and in five lakhs and lakh kotis of so lari, very straight lari there, sometimes up, sometimes like this. Where there is nothing, there is shanti. A stone has shanti always. There is nothing to think, nothing to nothing to move, no, nothing, nothing. You will cut in pieces, lakhs and pieces, he will not know. He is shanti.
I have never seen that in Vaishnava, all the shantis are written everywhere.
No, written. It is in Upanishad. Oh, but Hari,
okay,
Om Hari, Shanti, Shanti, Shanti. In our Hari Bhakti Vilas, it has been written. In Gita Vishi Shanti. Shanti Mupaiti.
So it's okay.
But Shanti here, liberation, then Dasya Bhav, then Shakha, then Vasalya. So the ground is Shanti. Shanti means the nishtha towards Krishna. I am firm belief that Krishna can give bliss and Shanti to all. This is the platform for Bhakti. No worldly desires. This is the platform, this is Shanti. No worldly desire at all. This is Shanti. Krishna Bhakta Nishkam Ateva Shanta. No desire, nothing worry. No problem at all. So, this is Shanti. And after this, Dasya Bhavaka. After this, Sakra Vasal, and then Madhur comes. So it is only a platform that no worldly desires, no problems. Then Kamna will come to serve Krishna. How to serve? In Dasya, then Sakya in Vasalya. Then webs will come up, webs of frame. Why they do? Om has some shape. It has some qualifications. He is merciful. Om means A, O, Ma. Three things. Why they tell? Huh? One? A, O, Ma means Om. And here A denotes Krishna. Akarana Uchyate Krishna Makaro. It has been told there in Upanishads. They want to bother. They don't want to use this election. Kya?
Brain.
Kitna baj gaya?
12.
So much thanks to you.
We
have served Krishna by giving my organs or everything in that. You are taking my this thing?
Yes, I have it.
I wanted to give so many.
When you come back the next time, I will have you preserve, because when you get on the radio, you're really reaching the crowd out there.
Yes, qualified. If you will tell Krishna, but in Satya Yuga anyone cannot go. They will have to. Esther, it is for lakhs and lakhs years. But in Kali Yuga, everyone, anyone will take Krishna name, Ram name, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna. It is 16 times in Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram. So he is taking 16 names. It has been told that even a name will do, but here 16 names, why he cannot? So, very good.
No,
Bindavan.
Bindavan
Road.
I am coming to India hopefully next, so hopefully
yes.
I come visit you in India next.
Yes, you should meet me there.
I have never been to India, I'm
going to go back to India. Come on. I should go.